Thanks to the occasional national scandal, those who lobby government officials don't always have the best reputation. A lobbyist is someone who tries to persuade legislators to support measures that benefit his or her employer or special interest. But while big money and gifts make a big difference on Capitol Hill, those involved in the legislative process say that in Wyoming, it's more about trust and relationships. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
It's the start of the legislative session, and only a handful of lobbyists are on hand. Most are greeting new legislators or just saying hello. Mike Mosier represents a number of businesses, including the Wyoming Liquor Dealers Association. He says in this state, lobbyists are less about peddling influence and more about providing information. Mosier sees himself as part of a team.
For example, the issues I represent, I usually have good background on, and I'll help legislators out. I can tell them both sides. It's more of being part of an extended staff or somebody that informs and educates and helps.
Some of you might be concerned that lobbyists and legislators might get overly friendly, but longtime lobbyist and former legislator Tom Jones says that's the nature of having a small state where people know each other.
So we know these people personally. There's no staff people between us and the legislator, and we get to know them and they get to know us. So you have that opportunity to build a real trust relationship over the years, and I think it works well for both sides.
The Wyoming Outdoor Council's Richard Garrett says it's worked for him. In a mineral extraction state, it's often difficult to influence people and change minds, but Garrett says he's been able to build coalitions with other organizations to improve, pass, or even defeat legislation. What's gratifying to him is that lawmakers who might view the world differently actually seek his opinion.
I have been sought out by legislators, and I am very grateful for that. I'm not absolutely sure that I can say that I've changed people's minds very often, but they have, without exception, always listened to me carefully and been appreciative of the perspective that I've offered.
Small business and liquor lobbyist Mike Mosier says that coalition building is huge. He says it can start at the time a bill is being proposed, and various lobbyists can make a bill better.
A lot of what a lobbyist does is do the background work to find what kind of language works for all sides. If you bring a bill out or a legislator brings a bill out that you support that is highly controversial, it's going to die. What we try to do is find what works as best as possible for everyone.
Even if you're on the other side, lobbyists say you can make significant changes if you can articulate your position. Longtime lodging, restaurant, and travel industry lobbyist Lynn Berleffi says using people from a lawmaker's community can really help.
Everything is complicated, and everything is better explained by examples. So to have somebody who's on the ground running a business explain why this particular issue is important to them, I think that's very important.
While there are some industry groups that might spend money on legislators or take them to lots of events, lawmakers say it really doesn't happen that often here. Lobbyist Tom Jones says communication goes a lot further in Wyoming than money.
I've been at this for over 20 years, and if you gave me $1,000 when I started to buy drinks, dinner, breakfast, whatever, for legislators, I can still give you money back from $1,000 in 20 years. You don't spend much money, you don't have to.
Legislators are in lawmakers' ears every day of a legislative session and frequently throughout the year. So you might think that legislators don't like them, and you'd be wrong. State Senator Leland Christensen of Alta says lobbyists are very valuable for citizen legislators in allowing them to fully understand what they're actually voting on.
It's a business that basically runs on trust and on reputation, and the lobbyists are pretty careful, in my experience, to give you the full picture, the pros and cons, and some days you have to ask them, some detailed questions, but it's been a pretty good experience down here in the Capitol working with our lobbyists.
Lobbyists say the one thing that you can never do is take the defeat of a bill or a legislator voting against you as something personal and get upset about it, because as Mike Mosier says, there's always another issue. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck in Cheyenne.